This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, let's get into the question of the day here. What real inanimate object would you want an opportunity to bid on if you could? 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Let us know what yours is, because it seems like a consummate newsbreaker. Adrian Wojnarowski spent a long time covering the NBA at Yahoo Sports and ESPN. And we got very used to, very comfortable with knowing that, hey, that is the preeminent newsbreaker in the space. Obviously, the Adam Schefter of basketball, of if you will, to the point where we got the phrase Woj bomb. Mm-hmm. Right? People were like, oh man, here come a Woj bomb. Here is some news that is happening that you knew in an instant was correct and was important. And the cell phones that he has used, the press passes that he has had. Even dinner dates and such, he is auctioning off in order to support like the new venture that he's on. Obviously, he's no longer ESPN. He stepped away in part due to health reasons, and then also to engage in a passion project, being the general manager of his alma mater. Thank you. St. Bonaventure. So he is the general manager of that athletics program, and he's raising money for him by auctioning off these cell phones, these press passes, dinner dates and such to help the men's basketball program there. And so with the sports aspect of this, what would you want to bid on? Because people are actually bidding on
this is crazy.
The cell phones that he used to break various information, which I do wonder, how do you display that? Is that something that you like, are you trying to use them or are you just trying to put them in a case somewhere?
Like, well, that's where I am. I have zero interest in bidding on a phone. And by the way, he's auctioning off the iPhone used for the 2023 draft, which was Wembanyama, the one that broke the Paul George and Kawhi to the Clippers, one that broke the suspending the season during COVID.
And what's hilarious, he has pictures of all of these.
Yes, it might be the same phone, but it can't be. It can't be the same phone because it's four different ones. And then the farewell tweet, which tells me two things. First of all, I have no interest in this. Secondly, he had four phones in about a year and a half. Like, who does that? He's got four different, or does he have like five phones all the time?
Maybe. Well, I do know that.
I'm sure he got multiple phones. Yes. I don't think he got one phone.
Yeah. But do you have any interest in Woj's phone? One of his phones?
No.
None.
I don't know.
None.
I don't know what news I have to go back to in order to feel like that. Like, is there a event in Houston sports history that you go, that matters so much to me that I'd want some memorabilia tangentially related, not directly related, but because I imagine like the Wemby, right? The phone that for the 2023
maybe some
draft,
crazy Spurs
some
fan.
Spurs fan is like, I have the phone that was that delivered the information that we were getting. I just don't understand.
I don't get
how that
I don't
that
get it
hits that urge for you.
But there is something. That's where the question of the day comes in. Not a movie prop, not, you know, Sylvester Stallone's shorts or whatever from Rocky, you know. Not like a real thing, like something real that people either used, wore, whatever, that you, an inanimate object that you would absolutely bid on. Like, two immediately came to mind, and I think this one has already been purchased. Not necessarily for me, but you know, the white Bronco, right?
Oh yeah,
the white OJ's white Bronco. Has somebody bought that already? I think it was.
I'm not sure.
But yeah, that I get. You know, I get that if that's your thing, and that's not mine, but yeah, I get that.
I think in the same sentence, I think the car that Tupac was shot and killed in.
That one.
I think that was on eBay at some point. Mm-hmm. I think it was selling for a lot of money, which it was a rundown car at that point.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
But it was the same car.
Yeah.
Apparently, the white Bronco ended up on an episode of Pawn Stars in 2017.
Oh, really?
Somehow. And somebody purchased it for, or I guess somebody was asking $1.3 million for it. And eventually,
the best I can do is 800,000.
Eventually, it ended up with in the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, okay,
that makes sense.
So it's currently on show.
Yeah.
So it is in a museum, of a crime museum.
Is there any inanimate object that you would buy? I personally, and this is just me professionally, like when I went to A&M, when I went to college. We were the first class that got to use portable laptops. Portable, well, they were laptops. They were the size of a freaking telephone booth. But
portable computer, though.
Portable computer. We were the first ones that got portable computers. And it would take like two or three minutes per page to transfer. And it was on the phone. Like, scroll out, all that stuff. And I wish I could. I still had that.
So that's just you. Your
me
nostalgia.
Personally. I wish I still had that big old. They called them the porta bubble, and it was huge. It was bigger than a typewriter, but you could transfer your story, you know, over a phone line. Presuming nobody called in. That back then, like if somebody called in, that's it. Story's over. You got to go start over. So like so you know how they had call waiting and all that stuff. You probably don't even remember that.
Oh yeah, of course.
But I kind of wish I had that. And then one, I don't know why.
But not with an attachment to anything larger, just off of nostalgia alone.
Just my very first whatever. You say a laptop. You had to sit it on a kitchen table or something, a desk. But that's just me personally. As far as like iconic things, like to me, you know, Michael Jackson, I've told you this, you know, I was a huge fan, you know, a huge, huge fan of his. That American Music Awards, the hat.
The
hat that he had in that American Music Awards video. If I had the money, I would love to have that.
Low carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About to chair Bobby Knight through. Would you take that?
Not so much, but I bet you somebody would.
Oh, absolutely.
I bet you Adam Spillane might.
There's multiple people. There's actually a little bit of a controversy there, because obviously we mentioned the idea that Mike Woodson sat on that chair to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Bobby Knight crashing out on that very particular day. And apparently there's other people that claim to have the chair. So,
oh, really? That might not be it.
It does not feel like, I don't know that there's been authenticated by any ways, but Mike Woodson is assured that the chair that he has possession of is indeed.
How did he get that chair?
I don't know.
They probably just saved it.
Who would want to save that chair?
Indiana
like,
fans?
No, I'm just saying, just in general, like when it happened, like I never would have thought, oh, let me save that chair.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it was Al Cowling's Bronco. OJ's was destroyed.
This is true. Yeah, this is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is true. I always thought that was he was just driving OJ's, but no, that's right.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
What about as far as like Texans fans? Would you purchase the gloves that Andre Johnson was wearing when he was beating Finnegan's ass?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. That's one
of
my...
Hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass.
Put the gloves right in the frame. Like, these the same gloves he was wearing.
Yeah.
I can already visualize the
oh, I would have those.
The way that I'd set it up. Because you're right. Yeah. Like, I'd have the picture
the
next
picture
to it.
The picture with him actually beating them up. And then have them gloves right there, kind of zoom. Have another little picture of the gloves in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then the real gloves right there.
You know, I have a piece of the old compact center court.
That's where I was. That was mine.
I have one on my desk. Mm.
Oh,
when they tore it apart, they sold little pieces of the court, and a buddy of mine gave me a piece of, and that was the court they won the championships on. Mm.
I think T. Mill got a, I think he got like a chair from the Astrodome. I think his wife got one from the Astrodome.
I feel like I have a size limit when it comes to like these various memorabilia. I don't know that I want a whole chair in my house. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the notion of it, though.
It depends what your house looking like. Yeah, if you got like a man cave or something like that with a bunch of like jerseys and cool stuff like that, I think that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. But if you got like a tight spot, then probably no use for it.
A32 seems that like they're not very picky. They say just some Muhammad Ali boxing gloves, any of them, it seems like.
Yeah, just some, I'm with you. Something that small. No big deal.
Something light.
What about non-sports? Like anything that jumps out at you?
Somebody said Watergate tapes. They said they would put money
down. You trying to be messy.
To get get into the history of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. And then it's a lot of memorabilia coming in. Milestone ball, any milestone ball or glove from Nolan Ryan. Hakeem Game 7 championship jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate this asking for clarification from the 713 saying if they would be more interested in the Woj phone if it still has contacts in it. I can't imagine.
No.
I cannot imagine.
It's white clean. So, a rapper got somebody like that one time. He was selling his hard drive, and the person thought he was about to get all his music in it. It was white clean. So he paid all that money for a clean hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
What about Monica Lewinsky's dress?
I wouldn't do that.
I'd get it cleaned, which would defeat the purpose.
Oh, my God.
Along those lines.
Kind of defeats the purpose there, doesn't it?
Along those lines, a few people said, someone said the red swimsuit from Baywatch, Pamela Anderson's.
Oh, God, yes. I would not get that one cleaned.
I figured that you would. And then someone else said, any chair that Beyonce sat on, please. I need you to, come on now.
What about Joy Taylor's phone?
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you're going to the Joy Taylor phone?
What she got in this phone?
Well,
that will also
right
be
through
white.
Them text messages.
That will also be white, friend.
Mm-hmm.
That will also, and I feel like I already have one of these types of things. So I'm like, I would want to find some level of like 2017 memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have the Sports Illustrated that predicted that World Series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
I have that. But I'd want to then pair it like in thinking about figured way that you have the mental image of the display of the Andre Johnson gloves.
Yeah,
I need some memorabilia specifically from that that World Series to pair.
Yeah,
with that.
I have the streamers and some confetti of the 2022 World Series that we went to. When they clinched it and it fell down, we got some of that. That's pretty cool.
What about the TV AJ Hinch smashed?
the computer?
That's good.
Yeah. The laptop? That'd be sweet. That'd be awesome.
Would you be willing, or is this too uncouth?
Mm-hmm.
The trash can.
No.
Is that too uncouth?
Absolutely not.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see what
got bidets in it.
Yeah, I was like, it's
what kind of trash can was it? Because in my mind, I think about like one of those old school silver trash cans.
See, I think like those heavy plastic ones, because it sounded like a deep, if you go back and listen, remember John Boy had all the audio?
Yeah.
It's like boom, boom, boom. It's like one of like the ones you roll out to the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
I like this one from the 832. They say Tiger Woods' last Masters win putter. If we are going to go, I guess
I know
it's
where you're
sports
going.
Adjacent. Give me the driver to
the wedge.
Or was it a wedge?
The wedge that she beat him with.
Yeah, that she hit the truck with. Yeah, I need that one.
Beating him with a pitching wedge.
That's the one that I need.
It's got some tiger blood on it. It's got some
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I want to read that on air, but no, would y'all buy the sheets?
I would not.
From the record-breaking woman.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. What about Steve Smith Sr.'s phone?
Yeah, what phone?
I think I've seen enough.
Provided that it will not be wiped. Is there a single phone that you would like to get your hands on to get some more information?
I'll take that before Woj's.
I bet you will. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we enter the 11 o'clock hour where one, it's a rodeo ticket Tuesday. We'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see Zach Top at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So there's that. But also, we welcome in our guy B. Scott from Hiram Clark to join us for the 11 o'clock hour. And we'll go around the NFL where seems like somebody's trying to get rid of the tush push again. We'll tell you who next.